Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody, and happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa. Looking forward to the new year from all of us here at Close Up Television and Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here. It is Monday, kicking off another week within the holiday season. It is December 14th, 2020, at the time of this broadcast live, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, and we thank you from all around the world for tuning into our broadcast and joining us today. We're continuing our exclusive conversations with one of our favorite guests, Dr. Martha Latz. She's extraordinary founder of a unique therapy center for nearly 30 years. She has provided an emotionally supportive environment to help individuals and their loved ones navigate challenging life transitions. And as I've said before, if this year is not a true example of that, I don't know what is. Dr. Latz weaves both traditional and holistic approaches to fully address the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. We've been talking of late about gratitude. Gratitude is transformative. It grants us the access to resilience and grace. And when we are of gratitude, we are transformed even in the darkest hours, even when it doesn't seem like there's anything good coming down the road or we can't see the light. Last week on Close Up Radio, Dr. Latz issued up a gratitude revolution challenge. And I think that's exceptional. I'm going to expand on what that is. And if you didn't hear that, well, the challenge is for you as well, for all of us together. I'm going to welcome her back so we can talk more about that. And again, this is the season of gratitude during the holiday season, but it's something that should be expanded further in our lives, not just during the holiday season when we feel a little more jolly and jovial, but every day of our life, we should be counting our blessings and our joys and inspiring others and collaborating and creating and being gracious and living in grace and in gratitude. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more, and we're going to hear about this cool gratitude revolution challenge. I think that's a good way to wrap up this year, but also to look to the new year and the hope of the new year. Let's welcome Dr. Latz live and direct from Boca Raton, Florida once again. Dr. Latz, good morning or good afternoon. Good to have you with us and welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I'm so grateful to be with you today. I hope all is well in your corner of the world as we look out and see what's going on all around us. So I have gratitude that I'm here with you today and we can talk.
Well, I agree that it's wonderful when we're together because we have these wonderful conversations that are so helpful for everybody learning and listening along with us. And it's always a pleasure to have you here. And I love this gratitude revolution challenge that you put forth last week. Tell us a little bit about what that is. Remind our audience, or for the new folks listening today who aren't aware of it, I think it's a perfect time to launch something like that. What is the Gratitude Revolution Challenge?
Well, basically what the challenge that I issue is how many different areas you can be grateful in your life on a daily basis. And it's always in the smaller details. A lot of times we're looking for a large thing to be grateful for, but the revolution is to find how many smaller things you're grateful for, like grateful for a cup of coffee in the morning, or grateful for the sun shining, you know, the smaller things. That is where you start a revolution from. Yesterday, my husband was grateful. I I just made a batch of cookies for him. He was asking for cookies about a week ago, and I didn't get a chance to get to it, so I surprised him with it, and he was so grateful for that. And it didn't really take a whole lot of time, and it didn't take anything, but it was a small thing. So the revolution is, how many small things in a day can you find that you're grateful for? That's basically what it is. So can we expand on that? What do you think?
Yeah, I like that idea. And that could start with the simple things, right? We don't always have to. Sometimes we get caught up in looking for the larger things to be the things that we are being, quote-unquote, grateful for. But even, you know, say, for example, in the morning, your husband gets up earlier than you, and he gets the coffee going, and he has you know, a bagel with cream cheese there waiting for you, or something where somebody has done something very simple and basic for you, and being, you know, grateful for that act of kindness. These simple acts of kindness really go a long way. Sometimes we don't put enough stock in or value in the day-to-day little things that we do for one another that help us get through our day, that make our lives easier and more fulfilling and joyful. We're always tending to look for the big things, the big flashy things to be grateful for. Winning the lottery, you know, something big. Oh, now I'm grateful. Now I'm grateful because this big thing happened. But the day-to-day simplistic elements of life are really, you know, at the core of the things that you should be grateful for as well, right?
Yes. The word gratitude and grateful have come to be in those larger things, and it's usually external. I'm grateful for, and it's something that's usually external from us, like you were saying, the big things like winning in the lottery, or, you just decided that you wanted to get that new coat for the winter because, you know, the snowstorm's coming in and your new coat just arrived for the winter season. But gratitude, that actual gratitude and being grateful, is also internal. And that's where, you know, we have to take pause, because when you say the word gratitude, and you think the word gratitude, Jim, there's an emotion that's there. If you take a moment, you can't say that word without having some emotion, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so if there's some emotion there, that means that it's internal as well as external. And so, you know, this what we have going on now is, someone said to me actually earlier this morning, what do I have to be grateful for? And so it's like, well, let's think about what you could be grateful for, or what you're grateful for that has not occurred. Now, people don't think of it that way. I am grateful for that hasn't occurred, or that I haven't experienced that. That can foster some sort of gratitude. But, you know, it's an awareness. You know, when we talk about the here and now, it's here and now. We are here and now. When I am grateful, I am present. I can't be anyplace else but present now. I'm present to it. I want to give that out to someone else. That gratitude, that ability to have it. And then, you know, I was thinking again, what else would go into the revolution of gratitude? Don't stress something into place. How often are we trying to stress something into place? We're trying to stress something into place right now during the holiday season. Our holiday is not going to be the same as it, but we're trying to stress it into place somehow. We're trying to grab onto something. Ooh. What do you think about that?
I love how sometimes you're amazed even by what you're saying.
It's sort of like the
That was a light bulb moment. Yeah.
A light bulb moment.
The aha of it all. Well, that's the thing. And like you're saying, the gratitude and the grateful are definitely, certainly a blend. What is one thing that we could do today, that we could even implement today? Because we are in that season of gratitude and thankfulness and counting our blessings. You know, it's the end of the year. We tend to do that. We get sentimental, reflective on the year. And if there's been ever a year to be grateful and, you know, gracious and thankful and all of the rest, this year, for anything that, you know, we have, that including our own health and loved ones, there's a lot to be grateful for and to express gratitude for. But we tend to do this at the end of the year anyway, and then the holidays come in and add in that sentimentality and looking back in time to our youth when we were children growing up, and Christmas and Hanukkah and all the different things that come into play, and that feel-good feeling we have this time of the year. But it's something that should carry through every day, not just during the holiday season when we're feeling a little bit lighter, although, again, this year is a little bit different. What is something that we could do? This year is a whole other, you can't travel, and just there's a lot of loss being witnessed every day. What is something that we could do from your perspective, Dr. Lance, even today?
I'm sorry, I'm over talking you. I'm so excited.
No, that's
right
fine.
Now.
That's fine.
I'm so excited.
I know you are.
We talked about it. The first thing is to find gratitude every way.
Yeah.
To have that determination. What am I grateful for? At this moment, I'm grateful for. You know, as you said at the beginning, that that cup of coffee that was made, and I was surprised, that sort of thing. And it's so then when we have that in that here in moment, where there's a determination, that's where the revolution that I'm talking about. Then we become determined. Okay, I found that. Ooh, what else is there? What else is there? How else can we do it? But then, understand that gratitude and how we express gratitude and how we acknowledge gratitude, there's only one limitation. Do you know what that limitation is?
What would that be?
Our mind. Our mind is our only limitation. Our mind will be the only thing that will stop us from, exploring that even further and opening ourselves up for, as you said earlier, to resilience in this very difficult and uncharted that situation that we find ourselves in. What's the wisdom that's there? What are the skills that I can put into place that I won't limit my mind and go down the road that will not allow me to be grateful for just a very simple thing be looking for something else. It's like looking for the blessings rather than a burden. And I think what's happened is over the months, as this pandemic and what has been evolving socially, we've been looking to the burden of everything and what we've had to carry. We've not seen any blessings in it, and blessings come about with gratitude, and gratitude come about to show us blessings. It's one or the other. So the way we can do that is be open-minded. I don't like this, but what's good here? What is good here? That's something that, as we look at that, we're like, okay, I got a chance to what is the thing that you got a chance to? Do you fully feel what you need to feel? I had someone this morning that she was talking about something that she was really feeling inside of herself, and then all of a sudden she flipped right out of it. You know, she was expressing an emotion that she was, and she flipped herself right out of it, and I asked her, why did she do that? She didn't want to feel it because it was too scary, because it was a different feeling. She'd never felt this before. So how many times do we flip ourselves out of being grateful for something or a blessing because it's unfamiliar and we're not leaving ourselves open to it?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, very much. So the roadblock oftentimes is ourselves. We impose these limitations on our own talents, worth, value, strengths, abilities sometimes, that even we put limitations on our resilience. Oh, I don't think I could ever do that. I don't think I could ever handle that. I don't think I'd be good at that. I don't think there's any way that I'd be able to cope with that, do that. And these self-limiting beliefs come into play that could actually interfere with gratitude. Not that you are deliberately doing it. It's just force of habit, almost like muscle memory sometimes. So sometimes we even get in the way of ourselves to where we don't experience gratitude because of these self-limiting beliefs, right?
That's true. That is true, our self-limiting beliefs, and it's usually something outside of ourselves. That's why I said that gratitude is a feeling. It's inside of ourselves. It's a feeling that we have. And, you know, when it's all external, we can't really reach a real resilience or a just, I'm not comfortable with everything, but I'm grateful for, and it's that internal feeling of it, you know, fully feel it. Can we fully feel great being grateful? You know, it's like a superpower. That's what I kind of think of it as.
Right.
You know, it's a superpower. It's a superpower. You know, we all need something right now that's going to allow us, and that's what the Christmas time, the holiday season, start doing. That's why gratitude comes to the forefront, because we're looking for something. We're looking for the Christmas miracle. We're looking for the Christmas gift, whatever that is. So, Don't stress it into place.
People love relatability, and they love examples, and sometimes that's what also sparks their movement and their one foot in front of the other. What are some of the things that DeMartha Latz is grateful for, and how do you express gratitude on a day-to-day basis in your life, Dr. Latz?
That's a, so you're asking, okay, I've been expressing that, so now I've got to break it down. It's like asking somebody, okay, so when you brush your teeth, where do you put your, you know, you have to break it down, where do you put your toothbrush in your hand, and, you know, how
right.
do you put, you know, that sort of thing, so now I've got to break it
and
down.
And people love the relatability, so when they hear, what are some of the things, how does the doctor, the expert, the one who, you know, is issuing the challenge, what are some things that she does? How does she do it? Because that's very inspiring to hear maybe some of the ways that you expressed gratitude as well. Because then that spurs others to say, you know what? Wow, if the doctor can do it, I can do it too. Yeah.
I think,
and I know you live gratitude. And I'll just speak, for myself here. I know you personally, for the audience that's listening, and you speak, everything that you speak on these shows is truth. It comes from your soul, it comes from your heart. All these suggestions and these techniques and these, recommendations about how we can get through life in a more positive, fulfilling way, you live within your own life to the max. There's people sometimes out there who tell us or suggest or recommend different things we can do in our lives, but they don't do it themselves. And I know when you talk with us and share all this wisdom and wit with our audience, you fully live everything that you're offering for us to consider in our own lives. And that's why I ask that question, because I know that for you, living in gratitude is something that you do all the time. Even though we have the challenge and we're talking about, hopefully offering that to others listening, it's something that as the doctor, as a person, you do every day of your life. So the listeners can be confident that the information you provide on our shows is information that you're living yourself. And that is as, walk the walk, talk the talk as it can get.
Thank you for all your kind words. Jim, I have a stopgap for myself. I think that's the best way I can describe it. When I start getting crabby, I got Dr. Lance is crabby today. That's when I have to say, okay, where did I set my gratitude today? Did I forget to pick it up? Did I forget to acknowledge it? Have I been looking at a burden rather than a blessing? And so it's like, okay, I find it when I start getting crabby. Then I go through my thing about, okay, what was I grateful for this morning that I didn't recognize, or what was I grateful for as I put my head on the pillow? And one of the things that I do for myself is, like if at night when I put my head down on the pillow, it's, am I grateful for the person or the people that have loved me today? And was I grateful for them? Did I acknowledge that, or have I forgotten to acknowledge that? And I think that for me, that makes me pause so that the next time in the morning that I remember to be grateful. And it just takes practice. If you are grateful for that cup of coffee, man, be grateful for that cup of coffee. Be grateful for that there was a coffee grower that grew the coffee, that harvested the coffee, that, you can take it into all different directions. But when I'm grumpy, somehow I was not grateful for something. Does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Is that relatable?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need more of an example?
Like on a day-to-day basis, what would be one thing that comes to mind for you that you're, grateful for and or experiencing gratitude within?
That I open my eyes in the morning and I have a whole
numero
day.
Uno. Yeah.
I opened my eyes in the morning, and I have a new day. The next thing is that, I am able to get out of bed and walk across and go into a bathroom. I mean, it's the simplest things. The other day, I was taking a shower, and I thought, I've got hot water here. I've got fresh hot water. Fresh. I know that sounds like it's real simple, and it's like, oh, man. But it's in those little moments that you have. It's like what you were saying, like getting in the car and taking a ride, and if you're going to go out of state now, all the different restrictions that are there to keep us safe. It really is in the little thing, believe it or not. It's in the little things. And I just look for the little things, which are not so little.
Exactly. The gift of another day.
Yeah.
Another day to inspire others. And yeah.
Just another day is just another day. When you open your eyes, it's another day. It's a gift. How is this that I've got this gift right now? How is that? I am so thankful for that opportunity that I've just been given. And then when, you know, you look across and you're able to open your eyes and get up out of bed is so simple. And then I get to brush my teeth, and I have a toothbrush, and And that's when you ask me to break it down, it's so much a part of who I am that it's really kind of hard to break it down. It's like asking a fish to talk about the nature of water. How can they do that? They're immersed in the water. How can they describe the nature of water?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
It came from you.
Yeah.
You're always surprised sometimes.
But I think gratitude, and that's why from now until from now, I'm really gonna push gratitude, and I'm gonna issue that gratitude challenge of the revolution. Is okay. So the next time you and I talk, Jim, you know, what are the things, what are the simpler things that you're grateful for? What are the simpler things? What are the things that come from you that you know that you're grateful for, that you're created, that that's part of who you are as a person? You know, I'm grateful for that I have the ability to listen, but not only the ability to listen to a person, but to actually hear what they're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for that. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to make a batch of cookies yesterday and made someone else happy.
That sounds very good. It all comes full circle to what I was saying, that it is those simple things in life, the day-to-day. And if there's ever been a year where people have been noticing that as they bake bread together, as they check in on their family, as they stop and pause and pivot and look at their lives lived thus far and what they want to do with the rest of their life, adding in gratitude that they've made it this far and that they have another day as a gift is extraordinary. And I think if we continue forward in that mindset, it could really be a beautiful thing for our society and for us as individuals. And you setting that tone with the gratitude revolution challenge, I think, is a really beautiful thing to wrap this year with and kick the new year off with. Gives us something to really, I think the timing of it is essential, because it's, you know, gratitude, as we know, is this sustaining force for first long-term happiness. These conversations are always extraordinary, and I encourage folks to connect with Dr. Latz by going to her website, auniquetherapycenter.com. That's auniquetherapycenter.com. She's really extraordinary. Dr. Latz, looking forward to the continuation of our amazing conversations here on Close Up Radio, and they always go by so fast. Thanks for joining us today. Another great show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jim. Continue to be safe. Continue to be healthy. Everybody, wear your mask, social distance, and wash your hands.
Exactly. just like our moms told us when we were kids, wash those hands.
exactly. So I just flipped into a mom mode. Everybody, wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands. Be well until we talk again.
Doctor's orders.
Yes.
That's it. Your advice is always so much deeper than just take two aspirin and call me in the morning, doctor. You have a good rest of your day and week, and we'll chat together on the next. You have another show next week and then after, and we look forward to the continuation. You're always a beacon of light, especially throughout the whole year, but especially during these holiday times, and you have been very essential on a weekly basis, joining us, helping people through what has been an extraordinary experience this year. So I'm so glad that you've been with us as a guiding force on Close Up Radio, side by side in the way that you have been, Dr. Lance. So look forward to our next one, and best to you and the family, and the happy holidays. And we'll chat again soon on Close Up Radio on our next ones.
Okay. Till then. Can we say
and
hello?
Enjoy
again.
Those cookies if there's any left.
No, I think Dale ate them all.
Yes. Well, next time I'm in Florida, I'm coming down your way. Cookies are my thing.
Okay. All right.
Note that.
I will note that.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. UniqueTherapyCenter.com is the website, everybody. Our very special guest, Dr. Martha Latz. We thank Dr. Latz for joining us, and we thank you for joining us as well on award-winning Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, best of the holidays to you and yours from all of us here. Stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest right here on Close Up Radio, just for you. Take care. Thanks for listening. Be well. I'll see you again soon on Close Up Radio.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.